మధురం మధురేవ్యోకి మంగళేవ్యోకి మంగళం పావనం పావనేవ్యోకి హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం. మంగళేభ్యోపి మంగళం పావనం పావనేభ్యోపి హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం. ఆ బ్రహ్మస్తంభపర్యంతం సర్వం మాయామయం జగత్ సత్యం సత్యం పునః సత్యం హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
ఆ బ్రహ్మ సంభపర్యంతం సర్వం మాయామయం జగత్ సత్యం సత్యం పునః సత్యం హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
సగుణశ్చాపి సమాతా బంధవోపి సహ శిక్షయే సదా సమర్థం హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
సగురు సాచాపి సమాతాంగవోపి సహ
శిక్షయే సదా సమర్థం
హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
నిశ్వాసే నాయి విశ్వాసః కదారుద్ధో భవిష్యతి కీర్తనీయమతో బాల్యాత్ హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
విశ్వాసే నాహి విశ్వాస కదారుడో భవిష్యతి కీర్తనీయమతో బాల్యాత్ హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
హరే సదా వసే తత్ర యత్ర భాగవతా జనాః రాజంతి భక్తిభావేన హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
హరే సదా సంతాచ యత్ర భాగవత జనా గాయంతి భక్తి భావేన హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
అహో దుఃఖం మహాదుఃఖం దుఃఖాదుఃఖతరం యతః సాంతర్తం విస్మృతం రత్న హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
అహో దుఃఖం మహాదుఃఖం
పాచార్థం విష్ణుత్న
హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
దేయతాం దేయతాం కర్ణో నీయతాం నీయతాం వచః దీయతాం దీయతాం నిత్యం హరే హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం.
దీయతాం దీయతాం కర్ణో నీయతాం
नित्यं हरे नामैव केवलम् तृणीकृत्यागत् सर्वं राजते सकलोपरम् चिदानन्दमयं शुद्धम् हरे नामैव केवलम्
जगत्सर्वं राजते सकलो परं चिदानन्दमयं
शुद्धं
हरे नामैव केवलम्
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे हरे
राम हरे राम राम राम
हरे हरे
मधुरं मधुरे ज्योति ज्योतिमङ्गलम् पावनं पावने ज्योति हरे नामैव केवलम्
मधुरं मधुरे ज्योति मङ्गले ज्योतिमङ्गलम् पावनं पावने ज्योति हरे नामैव केवलम्
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 हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नामैव केवलम् फलो नास्यैव 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 गतिरन्यता जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय
जय जयचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द
जय जयचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
जय जयचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द
कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की
जय।
कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय चतन चरतामृत की
जय
श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय
और भक्त वृंद की
जय।
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू। टुडे इज फ्राइडे, वी विल हैव क्वेश्चन आंसर्स बाय ऑल ऑफ यू। मेनी क्वेश्चंस हैव बीन सेंड बाय यू, सो लेट अस प्रोसीड विद द क्वेश्चन आंसर्स नाउ। वृंदा माताजी फ्रॉम दिल्ली इज आस्किंग, when does Gaur Narayan come? I have heard from many of the sannyasis and gurus references about Gaur Narayan. In every Kali Yuga, there is supposed to be a Yuga avatar who propagates the Yuga Dharma. So, in every Kali Yuga, the person who comes is actually called Gaur Narayan. But one who comes on the 8th millennium, 28th millennium of the 8th Manu, because that is the time when Krishna appears on once in a day of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vidho Janaha, like the Krishna says. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Viduhu. One aha means one day of Brahma is Sahasra Yuga is saying. So the Sahasra Yuga is Sahasra Chatur Yuga. So in that Sahasra Chatur Yuga, that means each Chatur Yuga, there is a Kali Yuga, isn't it? But out of this entire 1000 Chatur Yugas, only the 28th millennium of the 8th Manu called Vaivashvata Manu, in that period only Krishna comes. Other times he doesn't come. Only once in the day of Brahma he comes. And at that time, like Krishna came 5,000 years ago. People think it's very old information, but actually it is very very recent, we can say, because in the entire day of Brahma, there are 1,000 Chaturyugas. In that Krishna comes once. And following Krishna who comes is directly Krishna's avatar called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not even avatar, is directly Krishna only. In the mood of Shrimati Radharani. So, when Lord Chaitanya comes, we call him as Gauranga or Gaura or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that we call him. And he gives Premanam. He gives the Hare Krishna Mahamantra by chanting which we can attain love of Krishna. Other than this one time, in the rest of the, time of Brahma, whenever Kali Yuga comes, the person who comes is actually called Gaur Narayan, who is actually avatar of Narayana. And he gives Taraka Brahmanam, he gives. Taraka Brahmanam in Kali Yuga, when he gives, that is liberating. That liberates one from the clutches of cycle of birth and death, and one is a bhakta, one may attain, the Vaikuntha, spiritual world. But the Gaur Narayan who comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes now, that means who came 500 years ago, he is Sakshat Krishna.
So the Acharya say that we all have appeared at a time in this universe which is extremely great fortune, because Krishna appeared in this particular time of Brahma's day, which is 28th millennium of the 8th Manu. 5,000 years ago he appeared, and then following him, he is appearing as Chaitanya now. So that's about Gaur Narayan. And Chittaranjan Baral Prabhu is asking, why people don't touch till 11 days to anybody after death of their blood relatives? Is it a good culture? Does Krishna permit this? Actually, the scriptures only prescribe. I can give you an article, you can post it today. It is called Antyeshti Samskar. Antyeshti, scientifically it is explained in about 10-20 pages. You can read what happens when a person dies, and then what are the rituals that are done. A contamination comes upon the family when a member of the family passes away. And for 15 days or so, they are supposed to keep aloof. So he explains very, very logically, very scientifically many things that are done for a person who has just now left the body. Of course, the body is taken to the cremation ground and it is burned to ashes. And then the ashes are mixed with Ganga, and also the sun has to put the fire, and then many of the vidhis have to be followed for the 13 days. Because when you do those vidhis, the soul which has left the body, it is hanging around the house for 13 days. It doesn't go away, because it's attached to the house. In those 13 days, you do many, many rituals, and then gradually the soul is informed that you have done your duty very well. Now you can go to the next destination. So, the 13th day he is cut off from that earlier family and is asked to go to the next destination through the pujas and everything. So, therefore, it is considered a contaminating period for all the members of the family. So, they are not, they don't enter the temple hall. And of course, you can stay outside the temple and take darshan and bow down to Lord if you wish. Yeah, and I'll put this article, Antyeshti article, you go through it leisurely. Okay, Hemachandra Prabhu is asking, in Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter 8 verse, Krishna told, just fix your mind on me, then continue. Like if it is not possible, practice regulations and work for me, give up the results, then in this way you will achieve me. But my question is, in our Krishna conscious movement, first we try to come regularly to temple, then slowly try to understand the scriptures and follow the four regs. Then we try to fix our mind on Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna directly told you, fix your mind on me. But fixing the mind on Krishna, it's very difficult. While chanting, we try chanting very enthusiastically, fixing the mind on Krishna, but sometimes the mind will roam all over and unnecessary thoughts are coming to mind. So how can we understand? First only Krishna says, fix your mind on me. That is for pure devotees. Few pure devotees, Krishna is telling them, that is the highest standard, he says. Highest standard is like the Vrijabhasis, or Prahlad Maharaj, or Narada, or Pandavas, Ambarish Maharaj. They were all doing this platform, fixing one's mind on Krishna. And then he says, that is first rank, or A class. If you can't do that, then he says, okay. He says, Atachittam, okay, I'll tell you. Mayyeva manadatsvani, may buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi mayyeva, atavurdvam na samshayaha. He says that engage your intelligence and mind and senses, everything in me without any deviation. He says, if you can't do that, atachittam samadatum nashaknoshi mayistiram abhyasa yogena tato mamichaptun dhananjaya. He says, then he says, do abhyasa yoga, which we all are doing. 16 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna, following the four regs, and then doing some sevas. Along with it, gradually we are trying to remember Krishna. Only in a day, 16 rounds only we chant. We can't chant all day. Haridas Thakur could chant all day practically. And remember Krishna 24/7. We can't do that. Then we are given the second standard. Okay, do Abhyasa Yoga, which Prabhupada gave in ISKCON. Then he says, if you cannot do that also, somebody says, oh, taking Diksha is difficult for me. I can't chant 16 rounds. It's difficult. You know, I have so many things to do in life. Okay, then he says, Abhyasi api asamartosi. Mat karma paramo bhava, he says. Then you work for me, he says. You take up Krishna's projects. Help in constructing a temple. or help in such activities of the temple. Because for some people, services are more easy than chanting for them. Okay, then you do service at least. Because service will purify you and bring you to the second platform where you can start chanting. Because when you come to temple to do service of construction, everything, devotees will give you prasad, you will meet the devotees, you will bow down to the deities, and you will see devotees chanting. You may also take the beads and try to chant with them. So along with the work, heart gets purified. Slowly you will start coming to second platform of Abhyasa Yoga. And then he is saying, Atai tadapya shaktosi kartu mad yogam ashritaha. Like that he says, if you cannot even work for me also, at least, you know, give donation at least for Krishna's service, Lord's service. And that way, you can hard-earned wealth that you earn, you can use it in Lord's service. Like that he says many things. But he is telling us the different standards. Why is he saying that first, fix your mind on me? Actually, if you are very pure-hearted and simple and not spoiled in this world, it will be very easy for us to remember Krishna, because Prahlad remembered Lord when he was only 5-year-old boy. Dhruva remembered Lord when he was 5 years. Narada was Dasiputra, he remembered the Lord in 5-year-old boy. They all could remember. So if our mind is simple, our habits are pure, it's very easy for one to remember. Because remembering Lord means it's very natural for the jiva. Prahlad tells his friends, my dear friends, Lord is Priya, Atmeshwara, Suhrita. For the jiva, the Lord is very, very dear. Just like for an iron filing, if you take it near magnet, immediately it gets attracted. Similarly, for a jiva, if he is simple and pure, like if iron filings are not covered by mud or dirt, if you take a pure, nice iron nail, polished, fresh nails from the shop you buy, take it near immediately. But if the nail is surrounded by mud, then it won't be attracted. So in our current stage, because of our modern day bombardment of false education and bad association, so we find it difficult to be attracted to Krishna. But otherwise, transparent and clean, it's very easy to get attracted. Children like Prahlad, Dhruva, all of them. Okay, Sandeep Singh Prabhu from Hyderabad is asking, how to understand the soul's position in case of heart transplant surgery in modern science? If soul is seated in the heart, then how is it that heart transplant happens? Are there two souls? Please explain. Actually, what is soul? What is heart? One has to know the difference. Soul is a spiritual person. And this body is a mundane material thing. For example, if there is a glass room, if the soul has to come out, he can directly go through the glass also. He doesn't have to open the window or open the door. Soul is a spiritual thing, person. And the body is made up of material elements. So, as you have heard the example, body is like a car. The soul is seated in the region of the heart. That is it. Why? Because in the region of the heart, all the life airs are in, they are all getting balanced there. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, the five airs. And then in that place, because they are all balanced in one place, that's where the soul resides. And then sends energy to all over the body. The blood is also circulated from the heart to all parts of the body. Now, when they are removing the heart and putting another heart, it's like a driver in a car sitting in the seat of the driver's car and just waiting for the radiator to be changed. A heart is like a engine or a radiator in a car. When that is changed, nothing happens to driver. Driver is just sitting. And after the physical heart is removed and put another heart is put up, you know, body functions just like a good car, then you can proceed. Nothing happens to soul. And also, it's not that after the heart is changed, the soul behaves differently. No. The same quality, same behavior is there. Basically, heart is just a machine. This body itself is a machine. We say, yantra rudhani mayaya. But this body is not given so much as the soul is given importance. Because the soul is a real person. The spiritual person, undying person, imperishable person, everlasting person. So, when he is present in this body, some part of the body you can remove eye and put another eye, remove heart and put another heart, cut the hand and put another hand. But it doesn't make any difference to the soul. Soul is different from the body. And Sandeep Singh is asking, now that there are so many lectures by senior devotees, a good fortune for the entire world, available on internet, There's always a room for impersonal tendencies to grow up. Like, for example, not having much regard towards the speaker or being inattentive, etc. So, to how to overcome such impersonal tendency? Actually, Krishna teaches us in what mood we should hear. In Bhagavad Gita, he says, Tadvidde pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. That he says that. Three qualifications he is saying. How a devotee should hear from Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, from anybody when you hear. Pranipat means without reservation, we should surrender. Pranipat, it is said. Just like Brahma fell in front of Krishna like a golden rod, like that he fell. So pranipat means without reservation, we bow down and listen attentively. And pariprashnena means we should ask questions after hearing the subject. And sevaya means we should also do practical service. These three should be done. And in what mood should we surrender? That Arjuna himself teaches. Arjuna told Krishna in that famous verse, Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prichhami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yachreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadi mam tvam prapannam. There he says that I am surrendering to you not as a friend but as a disciple. Because friendly talks are useless. A friend may suggest you and you may not follow also. But Krishna, you are my guru, you are my master, I am your servant. Now whatever you say, I will hear attentively and I will follow, he says. So, any of us, we consider someone our spiritual inspirer, spiritual guide. If we take them for granted, then we get very minimal benefit. Bhagavatam also says that. Shrinvata shraddhaya nityam grinatascha sucheshtitam kale nanati dirgena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. The Bhagavatam, it is said that Shrinvataha, one should hear. How? Shraddhaya, with great transcendental faith. How often? Nityam, daily. And how we should take up to chanting? Grinataha Swacheshtitam. By our own motivation and interest we should take to chanting and hearing the Bhagavatam. And very soon Lord Hari will enter your heart, he says. So, in case you find that there are too many lectures and you are hearing and then there is a memory overflow, you are not able to remember many of them, you know, then you could reduce the hearing and then whatever you have heard, make good notes and take out some time for contemplating on what notes you have made. And then draw some application points. How is it relevant to my personal life? That's very important. How do Shastras relate to me in my personal life? I'm not just hearing with one ear and leaving it with another ear. I will hear it very nicely and then make some points and apply it in my life. And then while applying in my life, I have some difficulties. Then I ask questions. You can see when Srila Prabhupada was hearing from his guru, he sat and heard very attentively. Even though some portions of the lectures was very difficult to understand. Later on, his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, said he likes to hear. So whatever he writes, you print it, he said. our Prabhupada, when he was Abhai, he got a very good name from his guru as someone who likes to hear. In Sheshashayi temple, when all the devotees were going, there was an announcement made. If somebody wants to go for darshan, go to Sheshashayi temple. Those who wish to hear Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's lecture, they can stay back. So our Prabhupada, Abhay Babu, he stayed back to hear. So we should hear as an austerity in the beginning. And also nowadays we have smartphones. So all the speakers are available in the tip of our phone. So there is a tendency, hear a little bit, then jump to another lecture, hear that little bit, jump to third lecture and watch some drama. Or hear some song. So we hop and jump. Then we get nowhere. So then our hearing is very poor. Because it doesn't sink in our heart. So therefore, we can make it a point that I hear like one lecture a day or I hear once in 2 days or whatever. Some plan we make. But I would say that the 4 steps are important. After hearing, Shravanam, one should do Mananam. Mananam means you should recollect what points you heard from the lecture. In our temple, we do this Prabhupada morning when we hear Prabhupada's lecture. Then one devotee makes questions and then he asks all the devotees and they try to recollect what they heard in the lecture. And then when they recollect, it gets deeply imprinted in their memory. Like today morning, whatever lecture I heard, I remember the whole set of examples, analogies, stories that Prabhupada spoke. Because I heard the lecture, not only I heard it, in fact, after the class, I give a summary generally. I give a summary with a 4 or 5 heading summary. So when I prepared in my mind, remembered it and I recollected it, so it has become imprinted in my memory now, that lecture. So it's called Mananam. Shravanam and Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Nididhyas means implementing in life. And then fourth step is share. That means hear, recollect, implement, share. Do these four things, then your hearing will be very effective and you will be able to hear in a very fruitful way. Harsh Prabhu is asking, I very recently came to Krishna consciousness in this lockdown event. I have started chanting 16 rounds and listening to Bhagavatam lectures. Of course, my friends don't know about it. I want them to become Krishna conscious as well. How should I approach them? As I am 18 years old and talking about Krishna and all, that they will consider me that I have become Sadhu or Panditji. Ultimately, they will not take Krishna consciousness seriously. Okay. So, one of the things you can do, Harsh, is whichever senior is guiding you, some mentor is guiding you, you can put your friends in touch with them. And then the mentor can talk to them. Another thing you can do is you can also share some lectures which you heard, which you liked very much, some basic lectures with your new friends, isn't it? And also you can share Prabhupada's books. You can, once the lockdown is over, you start going to temples, you can bring some prasadam from Govindas or from temple and then share it with your friends. Easiest thing friends like is the prasadam. And the next easiest thing is the kirtans. And then the books. You may take it. So, you don't have to preach to them. You can just give a book, give some prasad, connect them to mentor. Then they will not tease you. At the same time, they will become devotees also, eventually. Okay. Krishna Das Prabhu is asking, what is the significance of Mahaprabhu introducing Hare Krishna instead of the usual Hare Rama Mahamantra as seen in Shastric references? Shastras also talk about Hare Krishna Mantra first. You can write to Sankarshan Das Adhikari Prabhu. You can get his email easily. On Google they will get it. If you go to Google, Sankarshan Das Adhikari, like that if you put immediately you get. He is a very famous email guru. Across the globe, I think he has more than 25,000-30,000 people connecting with him on email. He conducts classes. So once I saw his letter reply to the same question. He had given 6 different scriptures. Scriptural references. Some of them began with Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Some of them began with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I saw it. So if you write to him, he will give you. Okay. In the traditional Madhva South Indian families, there is demigod worship on special occasions, but in conjunction with the Supreme Lord. Like for instance, they observe Ganesh Chaturthi, but in that, there is always a deity or photo frame of the Lord in the background. All offerings is first made to the Supreme Lord and then to the demigods. Okay. Even while offering worship to the demigods, it's kept in mind like Vishwambara Rupa Antargata. As Paramatma Vishwambara is form of the Lord, worshipped by Lord Ganesh. And it is also stated by Madhvacharya in some of his purports. Still want to clarify, is it wrong to perform such worship? As such, it's not recommended by our acharyas, but for the family's sake. Okay. I understand. Actually, when Madhvacharya came in this world, he taught Krishna Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti for Krishna and all that. So, he saw in Karnataka, there were a lot of Devata temples like Durga Devi, Ganesh, Kartikeya, many other temples also. So, then Madhvacharya, due to his very vigorous preaching, many of those demigod worshippers became Krishna devotees. So now they were asking, now that you have become Krishna devotees in the temples, what do we do with the demigods? If you remove the demigods and put Krishna there, then the people's sentiments will be hurt, because they have been worshipping a demigod for many years. Local people will get confused, bewildered, and they can't understand what this fellow is doing. So then he suggested one idea to them, that install a Shaligram Shila, you know Shaligram Shila, which is round in shape, and it's non-different from Vishnu. He said, in your temple, install one Shaligram Shila and worship that Shaligram Shila with Purusha Sukta prayers, with Tulasi, Gangajal, everything very attentively, every day morning. Offer bhoga to him, it's Krishna only, Krishna or Vishnu. And then that prasadam should be fed to demigods, like Durga, Ganesh and others. And till date, it's happening, as you said. So in all the demigod temples in Karnataka, they know that first we have to offer to Vishnu, then Vishnu prasadam should be given to the demigods. So now in your family, they are worshipping some demigods on some occasion like Ganesh Chaturthi, or Lakshmi Puja, or Saraswati Puja. You are at home, there's no problem, you can participate. And while participating, you can think in your heart that this is a demigod who is a servant of Krishna. There are 33 crore such demigods. Keep in mind that fact. Ashutosh Prabhu is asking. You told about feeling the shelter of only superiors, as it is said to have one guide. If that is lost due to some reasons, due to our mistakes or past anarthas, then what should be done? So, sometimes between a senior devotee and a junior, there's a clash or a quarrel or misunderstanding, or the shelter is lost, or maybe that person, the senior himself, has given up and gone away or something. So, one good thing is you are connected to ISKCON temple. So, you can connect with another devotee if that senior is not available. Or in case it was only a small clash, now then it can be repaired. And you can revive relationship with the same devotee by a mature behavior, because Vaishnavas are generally forgiving. So, if you fall at the feet of the devotee and say, Prabhuji, please forgive me. In those days, I had some problem with you. Now, I am understanding your glory. So whatever I did, please forgive it like a bad dream. And then you please accept me. Then they will accept you. Or in case you feel too much uneasy to do that, then you can go to another Vaishnava devotee and get firm shelter. Yeah, Rajeshri that was asking. It was a delight to see you showcase the different groups in South India, follow Krishna Bhakti and practice Harinam Sankirtan. Muralidhar Swamigal, Krishna Premi Swamigal and Vital Das Maharaj. I have three questions related to that. Please can you answer them one by one? Thank you for the guidance. First one, you spoke about your desire to organize a Maha Vaishnava conference of sorts in the South. Do you see this as an extension of Jonas Radhanath Maharaj's efforts to embrace and unite all Vaishnava Sampradaya? When can we expect it? I am confident this will unite all followers of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and help spread the fame of ISKCON society. Actually, this kind of work has to be done by ISKCON GBC, ISKCON Governing Body Commissioners, who are very senior people. Some of the gurus are serving Prabhupada's mission for the last 50 years. So, following in the, I was quoting the name Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who said that, you know, he did that Vishwa Vaishnava Rajya Sabha, he said. Vishwa Vaishnava Rajya Sabha, which means you call all the Vaishnavas all across the globe under one roof and put up a program, each of them speak, and we all accept ourselves as one family of Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means one who accepts the Lord's supremacy and one subordination, and one accepts eternal life after death in service to Lord, and one doesn't want to merge into Lord, one wants to just serve without any expectation, simply out of love. So, in that connection I was telling, there are many ISKCON sannyasis and gurus who will be very happy to do that. Anuttam Prabhu was talking about it also. His Grace Anuttam Prabhu, who is in charge of public relations in ISKCON, and communications, he does it. So when he was in Pune, he was talking about it also. And there are many other gurus in ISKCON also who talk about it. But I am only thinking, I will suggest to them, I am too small to do such a thing. I am, of course, I can assist in some small service during that time, but if I request the GBC, they may consider it. It's very likely. It's a very good idea to create healthy feelings between all the different Vaishnavas. Yeah. Okay, it is saying that you made a point, okay, my antenna was on then, about how even some people in nearby Shankara Mats join and dance to Kirtan with Basma rash applied on forehead. You mentioned that these are not Mayavadis, but they do accept Krishna as the Supreme Person. Please can elaborate on their mindset and philosophical bent of mind. I request for this explanation because I have generally experienced in my discussion with ISKCON devotees in West and North India that they typically see the followers of Shankaracharya as being Mayavadis. Your detailed explanations can educate them and help remove that unintended bias. They are actually conducive for practice of Krishna Bhakti. You see, anybody who wears the basma like this, they are impersonless. They are mostly worshippers of Shiva, like Lingayats or Shaivites. Because I come from a Shaivite family also from South India. I used to put also basma like this. That represents Kama, Krodha, Lobha. You burn them, three of them, make them into ashes and you wear it. That means you talk about Vairagya, detachment, tapasya, austerity. That is one of their emphasis. Then, what is their goal? Their goal is moksha, liberation from cycle of birth and death. In those impersonalists, there are four categories are there. Two of them are offenders, two of them are non-offenders. First, I'll tell you about the two of them who are offenders. One of them thinks that Krishna's body is also made of flesh and bones, like you and I have. You all have a body made of earth, water, fire, and ether. So they think that Krishna's body is also like that. Because they think Krishna's body is Maya, like our body, they have to be repeatedly born in this world, in bodies made of flesh and bones. Again and again they are born, this type of Mayavadis. And second type of Mayavadi is one who tries to go to Brahma Jyoti by his own effort, without depending on Bhakti Yoga, without going to the temple of the Lord, bowing down to Him, accepting the form of the Lord. No. He will not accept any help from the Lord. By his own effort, he tries to go to Brahman. So they are the ones explained in that famous verse. What is that verse? Aruhya Gritrena Parampadam Tataha. Ye Anye Aramindaksha Vimuktamaninaha Twayasta Bhavada Vishuddha Buddhayaha. Aruhya Gritrena Parampadam Tataha Patanti Yadu Vanadrati Yushmadangrayaha. Very, very beautiful verse. It says, those people, my Lord, who don't take shelter of your lotus feet, but they make an effort to go to Brahman. They consider themselves almost liberated, but they fall down again. Arhya Krishna Parampadam Tataha Patanti, he says. And they fall down. So one fellow thinks Krishna's body is material, so he goes to hell. One who doesn't care for Krishna, but by his own effort goes to Brahman, but he also falls down. So the first two categories are offenders, they fall down. And the next two categories of impersonalists, they are not offenders. Why? One of them accepts Krishna as great, Supreme Lord, and he begs Krishna, please give me moksha. I will go to Brahman and relax. Like that he prays. So he wants to use Krishna for getting moksha. And these are the people who chant the holy names, wearing this basma. Because they have respect for Krishna. They accept Krishna as God. But they are not interested in striking a loving relationship with Him. Instead, they request Him that, you know, please allow us to go there to Brahma Jyoti and merge in Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So for that we will do chanting your names, dancing, we will do that. And these are the people with basma, they do that. And the fourth category not only accepts Krishna, they become pure devotees. Like Chatush Kumaras, four Kumaras, they smell the tulasi leaf from the Lord's lotus feet. When they smelled it, you know, their fixity and Omkar was gone. Now they fell in love with Lord Vishnu. Another example is Shukadeva Goswami. Correct, no? So like this, Billamangal Thakur also. They all became devotees of Krishna. That means they became converted into devotees. So four categories. One thinks Krishna's body is like our body. And Krishna dies, Krishna is like that, he thinks. So he goes to hell. And the second one doesn't take help of Krishna for getting moksha. On his own he tries to go up and then he falls back. And these two fellows don't take the help of Krishna. And the third and fourth category take help of Krishna, surely. The one who saw the form of the Lord and fell in love with him, that's Shukadeva for Kumara, that's one category. And the other category is, they know Krishna is great, he's supreme, but they request him to award them liberation. So in this way there are various people. So many times you find if they are wearing basma and they are chanting and dancing, you can know that they are using Krishna like a spoon for stirring the salt or stirring something. And then they will throw away the spoon. And they will, now I don't need the spoon anymore. It's a use and throw. So they use the Lord's names just to chant and get moksha and relax. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once met His Grace Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, you know. So when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami came, Mahaprabhu was very fond of him. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is the son of Tapan Mishra. So when he was coming, Mahaprabhu saw him, but along with him was one more person whose name was Ramdas Vishwas. This Ramdas Vishwas was a Mayavadi, impersonalist. But he was very humble, very polite, chanting Ram Naam continuously. He went to Raghunath Bhatta, give me your luggage, I will carry it for you. He appeared to be a very good person, devotee. But then when Mahaprabhu saw both of them, Ramdas Vishwas Mahaprabhu completely ignored him. He didn't even look at him at all. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami called him and embraced him. Later on, Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Bhatta that other person who was chanting Ram Naam with you, he is calling Ram Naam to merge in Ram. Sayujya Mukti, he wants. He wants to relax in Lord's body. That's an aparadhi. Therefore, Mayavadi, Krishna aparadhi, we say. So even though they may also chant Hare Krishna mantra, you have to ask people, what is your goal? If their goal is to go back to Godhead in Vaikuntha and love and serve the Lord, then they are Vaishnavas. If they say, my goal is, I want to become one with God, then there is no difference between me and God. That is aparadhi. Saying that these groups, I have seen that they actually advise on consistent practice of Krishna Bhakti along with steadiness in mode of goodness through activities like Sandhya Vandanam, performing Tarpanam, Shirardham, etc. How is their mode of goodness different from Srila Prabhupada's emphasis on Gayatri chanting to become steady in the mode of goodness? Yeah, it's similar. If you do Gayatri, if you rise early in the morning, if you do puja of the deities, increase Sattva Guna. That is true, yeah. But one very important thing, you will see that they also worship various devatas. Not only they worship Vishnu exclusively, that is only done by the Vaishnavas. You will see Vaishnavas exclusively worship Krishna or Vishnu or Ram. This I have answered it. I will come to it. One last question here. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's days to Kurma Brahman to not renounce prematurely, it was also said that there is no need to take sannyas. Even Srila Prabhupada has said this on some occasions. This is also a test to keep someone with just blatant enthusiasm, but no actual enunciation away. In this regard, how should a grihastha plan his life ideally then? Actually, Prabhupada told a certain grihastha that you don't need to take sannyas, you are a wonderful devotee. But after they cross a certain age, as husband wife, if they have served till 60, 70, Prabhupada may also tell them to take sannyas also. That is also possible. So how does a grihastha prepare? During 25 to 50, you have to be responsible for the family. Along with that, do Krishna consciousness. But when you approach 45, 50, increase your load of service. Preaching, practicing, washing pots. Both menial service and white collar service. Both preaching as well as down to practical service. And as service increases more and more, by the time you become 50, 50 or 60, so much service you have taken up for Guru and Krishna, then material life will go to the background. And spiritual life will come to the forefront like this. At that time, you can take up more. So, today I will end early because I have answered all your questions. And we will take the next chapter in the next class. I think Ramanand Rai in Godavari Bank meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very beautiful conversation between the two. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.